From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carol Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thanks, everybody. We got a great show for you tonight with humorist Fran Lebowitz joining us later to play Not My Job. But first, the performance world was abuzz with the SmokingGun.com's posting of Dick Cheney's contract rider. That's right. When you book the vice president into your theater or concert venue, you'll have to provide certain amenities for him. Temperature must be at 68 degrees exactly, an array of diet sodas, this is all true, and a television carefully pre-tuned to Fox News. True fact. Because we assume the vice president walking into a hotel room, picking up the remote, turning on the TV, and seeing, say, the face of Anderson Cooper would be enough to send him to the undisclosed location in the sky, right there. However, there are absolutely no riders, conditions, demands we make on people who want to be on this show, just that you have a phone and can dial 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. And Mr. Vice President, if you're listening, shooting the radio won't actually hurt us. Just so you know. Though, believe me, I understand the temptation. Now, it is time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Laura Gatos. I'm from Jamaica Plain, Massachusetts.
Jamaica Plain! Great place. Neither like Jamaica or much of a plain, but still a great place.
Exactly.
Yeah, what do you do there?
I work at Dana-Farber Cancer Institute in a lab.
That's great. That's the Cancer Institute associated with the Jimmy Fund?
Correct.
Oh, I love the Jimmy Fund.
Yeah.
You get to go to Red Sox games?
Yeah,
hey.
And they actually come to the Institute to visit the kids as well.
That's so nice.
Yeah, it's very nice. You might see someone famous in the hallway.
Well, that's cool. Well, welcome to our show, Laura.
Thank you.
Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to a television personality and, according to the Today Show, a pop culture expert, Mr. Mo Rocca.
Hi, Mo.
Hi, Laura.
Also say hello to the wise woman behind the nationally syndicated advice column Ask Amy, Ms. Amy Dickinson.
Hi, Amy.
Hey, Laura.
And lastly, humorist and author, most recently a feat in the street, rambles around New Orleans, Mr. Roy Blunt, Jr.
Hey, Roy.
Hey, Laura.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Laura, welcome to our show. Now, we're going to start the show off this week, as we often do, with a round of Who's Carl This Time.
Okay.
Carl Castle, of course, will use his remarkable skills to recreate for you right here, right now, three statements from the week's news. Your job, tell us who said them or what they were talking about. Do that 2 times out of 3. You will win our prize.
Okay, great.
All right, here we go. Here is your first quote.
He will only believe it's a civil war when Ken Burns starts filming.
That was the Hotline political newsletter, summing up somebody's week-long campaign to cheer people up about things in Iraq.
Who? That would be our dear president,
it
George Bush.
It would be. Very good. In response to increasing sectarian violence in Iraq, the president started a series of public appearances in front of mainly friendly crowds of voters and mainly unfriendly journalists in the White House press corps. In fact, for the first time ever at his press conference this week, Mr. Bush allowed veteran journalist Helen Thomas to ask a question. And in response, the 85-year-old, 5-foot-high woman leapt from her chair and tried to claw out the president's heart with her fingernail. As for his explanation of the increasing daily carnage in Iraq, turns out it's just March Madness. Who knew? Lots of Duke fans into Crete. All right, very good. Here is your next quote, Laura.
Okay.
I'm going to sell flowers. This is fantastic. I can't wait to get out.
That was a man named Willie Jenkins sharing with the Detroit Free Press his surprisingly cheerful reaction to the prospect of losing his job. What company offered buyouts to more than 100,000 employees?
Was that GM?
It was. Very good. This week, General Motors offered every single unionized employee the chance to take a buyout package and leave the company. GM hopes to shed tens of thousands of employees in an effort to slim down its United States operations. The vision of the company is a new efficient GM making high-quality vehicles sold entirely to overseas customers because everybody here will be out of a job.
Mm-hmm. You know, I heard they sweetened the deal. They offered everybody a GMC Jimmy.
That was, really?
Yeah. That's why everybody took it.
It's like, second prize is a new GM car.
Right.
First prize, we'll give you the Honda. All right, Laura, here's your last quote.
All right.
Unfortunately, it came open at the wrong time.
That's someone with regret saying she couldn't accept the offer to replace Paul Tagliabue as NFL commissioner, who had just too much on her plate to go for her dream job.
Oh, I don't know. Can you give me a hint?
Well, who has time for, you know, planning Super Bowls when you're trying to prevent Iran from going nuclear?
I have no idea.
You don't know who we're talking about?
No.
How about Blank-a-roni, the Secretary of State.
I just don't know how to do that. Condoleezza Rice.
Yes, very good. The Secretary of State and rabid football fan has always acknowledged that her dream job isn't, you know, President of the United States. It's to be Commissioner of the National Football League. Sadly, though, timing is everything, and when that job opened up this week, Secretary Rice had to issue a statement that she wouldn't be sending in her resume, which is ultimately probably good for the league. No, I mean, think of it. You know, say a Commissioner Rice 5 years from now saying to the press, nobody could have anticipated the Arizona Cardinals going 4-12. I mean... Carl, how did Laura do in our quiz?
She came up a winner, Peter. Laura had 3 correct answers, so I'll be doing the message on her home answering machine.
That's great. Right. Congratulations, Laura. Very well done.